Finally today, a story that takes us back to the Vietnam War. Back then, the communist leaders of North Vietnam weren't just concerned with how the war against the U.S. was going. They were also worried about what their citizens were singing. The North Vietnamese government only wanted songs that encouraged people to fight for the nation. Most other music was banned, especially love songs. That's how a young musician named Nguyen Van Lock ended up spending a decade in prison. Reporter Christopher Johnson visited the now 69-year-old artist at his cafe in Hanoi.
Nguyen Van Lock still remembers the song that got him in trouble.
Dù có gió, có giá lạnh đầy, có tuyết bùn lầy, có lá buồn gầy.
When he was put on trial, Nguyen was accused of singing this classic as a statement against the government. But this isn't rebel music, Nguyen insists. It's not a call for revolution.
It's about love. It's about the last reunion between a man and a woman, before the man has to leave to go far away. It's about the last night they are together.
The song is from a style called Nhạc Trữ Tình, which means romantic music. The songs are usually about love and loss and broken hearts, kind of like the blues. As a young adult, Nguyen started a trio with two acoustic guitarists.
So during our free time, we gather in the room and we close the door and we sang to one another. And only a few close friends who really love this music, we allow them to join us and listen to us.
They had good reason to keep their music a secret. This was the late 1960s. North Vietnam's war with U.S. and South Vietnamese forces was intensifying. The communist authority wanted its citizens' minds on victory, not the heartache of romance tunes. And there was another problem. The music was huge in South Vietnam. Songs like Suoi Mơ or Spring Stream filled Saigon's bars, packed with cigarette smoke and American GIs looking for a good time.
Suoi Mơ, bên rừng thu vắng.
This music was like a soundtrack for the war effort. So the North officially outlawed most of it as the sound of the anti-communist enemy.
We knew that the state had banned the music, but we just didn't care. We had no political agenda.
Somehow the police found out about the group's clandestine concerts. For a month, they got called in for questioning. And in the spring of 1968, Nguyen headed down to the station on what he thought was another routine summons. He was 23 years old, a house painter who'd just fallen in love with a girl he met at one of the shows. He wouldn't see her again for 10 years.
I was arrested under the charges of suspicion of spreading the depraved culture of capitalism and destroying the culture of socialism.
The whole group was sent to prison. One bandmate got 15 years. Nguyen Van Lock did hard labor, serving out some of his time at the notorious Hanoi Hilton. Nguyen Thuy Ca is a music journalist and historian, as well as a composer. He fought in the war with the Red Army. Even as an artist today, he says the wartime ban was necessary.
Lost the war. That's what would have happened if we'd kept singing those gloomy, weak songs. Meanwhile, we're living under U.S. bombardment and air attacks. We would just be embracing one another and crying to die if we sang that music. We couldn't do that.
Today, Vietnam actually celebrates its old-school romantic music as part of the national heritage. This is like a slap in the face for Nguyen Van Lock. Both of his bandmates died in poverty after they got out. Over the last 3.5 decades, Nguyen has struggled a lot, too, mostly, he says, because of his criminal record. Nguyen's story isn't all about loss. The young woman he fell in love with before he was sentenced, they got married and had two kids before she died in 2002. He's also got this cafe that looks out onto the south side of Hanoi's biggest lake. He's dedicated the space to Vietnam's golden music. Nguyen and his band sing the classics for a well-dressed crowd, mostly older, but not entirely. Dinh Van Thien is a 30-year-old engineer who's brought his girlfriend here for the first time. Most of their friends go for pop or rap, but Thien says he'll take Nguyen's cafe over a night at the club. This music is emotional, and it has deep feeling. Listening to Nak Chu Teng, Tien says, you're like a foreigner. You come here, and through the music, you can learn about Hanoi and Vietnam, and about the blues. For The World, I'm Christopher Johnson in Hanoi.
That's our program today. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Hope you can be with us again tomorrow.